Start it up, maestro.
Welcome to Happy Neighbors.
Hello.
I'm Michael Sapp.
I'm Antonio Cipollari.
Jacob Gibbs.
We got a live show going in here today.
Yes,
coming
sir.
Coming in live.
Live.
With the Happy Neighbors.
Live and in color.
Gotta be careful.
We gotta be careful. We can't. We have to dial it back a little bit.
I know.
That mute
I need
button.
My own sensor button.
Yeah, we need a. You know? We need a button.
I don't need a button.
Look, well, I got an insurance salesman interview after this, so I was dressing for it.
Why would you be an insurance salesman with a neck brace?
I don't know. My dad said it. My dad used to be an insurance salesman.
He said you need to go. You could go he get said, a job as an insurance salesman with a neck brace.
Yeah, he said, "Dang, you going for an insurance salesman like application or something?" Yeah.
Well, you sell. Do you sell more insurance for the sympathy, or how does that
so.
Work?
I think that's how it works. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
At like maybe one of your competitors like beat you up or something for
see
having the best deals.
If you had, if you were selling me insurance, I'd be like. This dude's insurance is not that great.
Why? You think it's like a rickety brace? It looks pretty solid.
I mean,
to
it
me.
Looks it definitely looks solid, but
government plastic, baby.
Is it?
Yeah, I got this knob down here.
Oh,
and the kids, the kids.
What
are
does
fascinated.
It do? Like releases pressure or what?
Well, it's according to how you're sitting. So, like, if you're like watching TV, they want you to like raise it up.
Yeah.
So if you're like looking at something, they want you to lower it down.
Hey,
the idea is for your head to be resting all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Let me, when you get done with that, what are you going to do with it?
You want to buy it?
What are you going to do with it?
Don't worry about it.
You
could
come, don't
you could
worry
come do
about
some
it.
Of my chores while I'm down, and I'll just give it to you.
Work it off.
Work. You work the farm?
Yes.
Okay,
did you fed chickens and all that before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing to it, yeah. I used to do that back in the day.
I got a pig now. It's starting to get warm. You're going to have to start rubbing sunscreen on him.
All right, is that for real?
They say that.
They do not.
I'm serious.
Is that for real?
Yeah, he won't let me pet him, though, so I guess he's just going to get burnt.
Huh.
Yeah. That's what he does. Every time you touch him, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you got a greasy pig running around.
Isn't that a sport?
Oh, yeah, it should be.
It is a pig sport. Catching. Yeah. Pig catching.
Swimming with them, too. Have you ever swam with a pig?
No.
You know they do that over at where, Bahamas?
Yeah.
You have to pay extra. Mexico, too, I think.
Swim with the pigs.
Swim with the pigs. Yeah. Strange as that is. Huh.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's like.
They can swim really good.
I don't know how they're not feral, though.
I don't know what that means.
So those pigs that you can swim with are domesticated.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Off the farm. Just
off
like,
the farm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When they get into the wild, though, they'll meet, like, it takes several months, but they'll turn into a boar.
Oh.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right to me.
No, I promise you, it's
that
right.
Doesn't sound right.
Okay, where's our designated hunter?
Oh yeah, Jared would know.
Jared would know.
Jared we're missing Jared's one. We got it. We got an empty seat. So if somebody wants to come in off the street,
and tell us. Tell
where's
us.
Forrest Gump when you need him?
Where? Yeah. Where's Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Josh Camp, did y'all see part four of that video? That video, it was
I like
funny.
It, dude. Yeah. I thought it was very creative.
He did a good job.
Yeah, he
with
did.
It.
I like it.
Is any of him running in here part of the video?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
It's in there.
Yeah, it was one
he
of
did
those
it.
Fur. It was like towards the beginning.
Of oh, okay, I like did not watch the beginning of it.
That's hilarious. When I heal up,
hold
we
on,
need to
hold
start
on.
Following him.
He watched it, but he didn't watch the beginning of it. I don't even think you can skip ahead in those videos on some of those.
I don't know.
Facebook.
I think I might have looked up.
You just lied to us.
What a real fan.
You never saw it. You never saw it. It's like when somebody's like, hey, have you seen that movie? And you're just like automatically like, yeah. And then you realize I haven't seen it.
They start naming off these actors
you're
supposed to know.
Listen, I started the video. I think I looked up for a little bit and then looked back down. I was like,
wow,
what is this?
You just straight up
super
just
fan
lied to us. That's yeah, a super fan right
huge,
there.
Huge, huge.
You'll get a badge this month.
Yeah. Yeah. How long will you take it when you don't know somebody. This happened to me.
What?
Today. Oh, like yeah. where your mind is rolling, yeah, trying to figure out who they
is
are.
This person.
God, dude.
Will you
I
take?
Hate
are
those
we
situations.
Just ask?
I like, do if, most of the time.
Do you already
I
know
do.
Them? Do you already know them?
You yeah. know, but you don't know.
You went to school with
maybe
them.
Who this is?
Yeah, they I come mean, up just, to Walmart.
Yeah. And, what's yeah. up, man? How you doing?
Yeah, how long, you just go with the whole way then. You never...
Never hate it, man. Pretty good. I bet.
Yeah, it's all go good until you're like, huh? How's your mom and them? They're like, you don't remember
how
my
do you
mom?
Know my mom?
My mom died in
that's,
second grade.
That's
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, that's yeah. real bad.
But normally, you know what I say?
What?
I'll say, listen, I'm getting crazy these days. What is your name?
Yeah, that's pretty
what
good.
I do most of the
that's
time.
That's pretty
yeah.
good. But and then that
because I can go blank on somebody I know sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But let me tell you something though. That erases your guilt, but their feelings are hurt.
Yeah,
right.
They
away.
Are,
I mean,
yeah.
right away. Oh, he doesn't remember.
Yeah,
me.
Remember me?
He doesn't remember me. That
you could, Gibbs. You could go be like, hey, I got tested for.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You're going to create a story.
Yeah.
I got tested for
you do not.
Early stages of dementia.
You
so.
Do not.
That's terrible.
Then you've got to roll with that. Then that's how the Helen Everybody, Keller just, thing
hey,
got started.
Hey,
just Chris
tell
Hemsworth.
The truth.
Chris Hemsworth has the genetic gene that he could start losing his mind with dementia.
Man, I'm so glad we got that fact. Yeah. In here, I really was. That's
you
what I
what?
Needed in my
you know
day.
What?
Listen, you maybe what? Maybe that's what, how the Helen Keller thing got started. Like some like oh. traveling salesman came by, and the guy was like, "Sorry, I can't help you. My deaf child here, you know." And then they just
Ooh,
had to roll with it
yes.
from then on.
Like one, like my brother used to try to lie at Spring Valley Beach and say his kids were still like five.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and one of them was like 13, already had a couple of whiskers and stuff. You know, like,
how far do you have
like,
to take
right,
it,
Dad? It's kind of getting embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do yeah. they acknowledge their age though, or do they go in?
Oh yeah, no, they're kind of like, okay, we can kind of tell.
Yeah,
you
know, they know.
There's not very many 6-year-olds at what? 6 foot. Y'all ever been with somebody like that, though? Even like at a buffet or something. It's like, yeah,
you're five.
He's three.
You're
oh,
five.
I bet they get it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
What are you
going to
do? Card them?
I yeah, mean, I know. What are you supposed, where's yeah. your Mickey Mouse club card at, dude? Yeah. You know? I got a Chuck E. Cheese one. You know?
When's you know? The last time you went to Chuck E. Cheese?
My daughter... Speaking of which, my daughter just turned
oh, yeah.
10.
Happy birthday to her.
Yeah.
yeah. And
Happy
Lainey
birthday.
Wilson sent her a video. Did y'all
yeah,
see
I
that?
I didn't see the video.
I didn't see it.
That was so good. I want to just say that it was a friend of a friend, and he wants no recognition because he don't want people ringing his phone off the hook. But
yeah,
it made her day.
Yeah.
No, Lainey Wilson, though.
Yeah, I know. I know. I God. Want one. I want a video, too. I want her to tell me happy birthday. It's her
happy
accent,
birthday.
Too, man.
Happy
she's
birthday,
so cute,
honey.
You know?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I melt. Oh.
Tony, yeah. I hope you hadn't been to Chuck E. Cheese in a long time.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm saying yeah. single guys at Chuck E. Cheese, there's a cutoff date.
It was kind of rough last
what
time.
What if I'm not single and I'm dating a woman that's got a kid?
Yeah, that's yeah, acceptable. You can get away yeah. with that. But
what, well, let me ask you this. What's
but are
better?
You going to play dad? Are you going to
yeah,
be like...
I mean, how
come
far
on,
are you going to take
on,
it?
Son,
like,
let me go show you.
Am I going to be the stepdad or the dad that stepped up?
Or are you going to yeah, or are you going to be the one that's over there playing one of the games?
I'll probably play one of the games. I'll probably play with them.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for them, man.
The games?
Yeah. Arcade yeah. games. But the stupidest prizes.
But what's...
You can't
what's,
go for the prizes.
No,
which is better, Chuck E. Cheese or Dave and Buster's?
Dave and Buster's.
T-tote, yeah. No comparison.
Yeah, yeah but you go to Dave and Buster's for a burger. If I want some... pizza, go Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, but
no, you're
still,
talking about the games. Yeah, you're talking about food. Yeah. Nobody's going to those either one of those places.
Dave and
just
Buster's.
For
Dave and Buster's
food
is pretty good though.
It is good. It's
yeah.
it's good.
Yeah, Chuck, but you're not going to be like, man, I'm hungry. Let's go to Dave and Buster's.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You yeah, are?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No.
And you're not like, man, I want a pizza. Let's go to Chuck E. Cheese. You know,
Chuck E. Cheese.
Me and the boys going to Chuck E. Cheese.
See, Chuck E. Cheese also doesn't serve alcohol.
That's right, because it's for kids.
Yeah.
Not grown adults.
Yeah, Dave and Buster's
single.
For sure. I didn't think
I'm
about
not,
that.
I'm not, listen, I'm not going to Chuck E. Cheese as a single man unless I have my little, if I had like my younger cousins with me or my little brothers, maybe. Yeah. But my little brother's at the age where Dave and Buster's is okay.
I love it. Yeah, I love Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, they're bringing along Tito Tony.
Tito Tony?
Right.
Yeah. What? Yeah. What?
Tony the dog.
Uncle Tony.
Tone the bone.
Tito Tony, you mean?
Oh, man.
Tito.
I was thinking the vodka.
Yeah.
you were thinking the vodka. I was even like... The whole time
he's gone. Right. I had vodka on my mind.
That's one thing I hate is vodka.
Really?
Really?
You won't drink it.
I don't like it. I don't like
it. It's potatoes.
Yeah. It's I don't know. It's too sick too many times as a kid or something. Nowadays, man, if I even kind of like smell it, it's like, ooh.
Do you know that vodka is probably the only alcohol you can like that they use in TV shows and stuff like that? They'll spray it and they'll clean right on a rag and they'll clean like props and
they clean costumes. Griddles too.
Yeah, like rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, it's basically rubbing alcohol that you can have on set.
We've had some really good fun facts coming in today.
The fat guy.
I hate vodka.
What's your favorite liquor of choice then?
I'm not a liquor person. I'm just a beer person.
Just give me some beer. What's your beer?
I like Natural Light, number one. Michelob Ultra, Corona, Dos Equis. I like pretty much all of them.
I pretty much like them all. But
if I'm in a bind, I'll drink Miller's too. People be like, I didn't think you liked those. I thought they stopped your nose up, because they do.
They stop your nose up.
They're triple hops.
Beer.
They're triple hops.
Oh.
They got a lot of hops in them. Yeah.
Tony, what are the young guys? What kind of beers are the young guys drinking now?
It just depends. That's not a beer.
No, that's what makes it funny.
Yeah. Men drink beer. That's why I was wondering.
Oh, okay. a lot of it's mostly Michelob now, unless you're going abroad. You're mostly getting, like, if you go to Mexican, probably Modelo.
You're going abroad?
Modelo is good.
Modelo.
Yeah.
Like abroad.
But they're expensive.
Foreign.
Oh. You're not going to drink abroad.
Yeah,
Heineken, a foreign drink.
Heineken, I think, is dying out. That's why they brought out that zero alcohol.
I don't like Heineken stuff. Heineken's one of those. This is too much.
Guinness is still big.
Oh, God, money. Do you ever drink that? You ever drink that? Chocolate?
Not a lot.
I took one sip. I was like, nope, not for me.
You didn't like it.
There's a lot of things missing to make that taste good. Now, it looks beautiful in a mug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That special mug, too. It gets a special mug. It's Guinness. Well,
it almost looks like a big old, like a frappe or something.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It looks like a coffee. Yeah.
Do y'all go to the coffee stores? Terrible. How many coffee shops do we have here in town?
Too many.
Now?
Oh.
Is it? It seems like the lines stay solid.
Uh-huh, everywhere.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I don't understand. We've got so many coffee shops, yet the lines stay.
Well, so it's not too many.
I've heard a lot about
Maybe
scooters.
We need more.
I've heard a lot about scooters.
Scooters are pretty good.
A lot of people like
scooters. Do you do coffee?
I do, man, but I just Folgers at the office. I don't like go out and get
just get
special.
A regular old.
You don't get the frappe.
If they're
venti frappe iced with no whipped cream and caramel drizzle.
Not that exactly, but the frozen coffees are the best, though.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt. Those things are good.
Do you remember when Dairy Queen started doing that? Do they still do that?
What?
The frozen coffee.
I didn't know they did.
Do we still have a Dairy Queen?
Yeah, down by Heritage Park. Yeah.
Do you not?
You don't get a Blizzard or...
No. I'm not an ice cream person.
You don't get a Dilly Bar?
Neapolitan, baby.
Yeah. Straight from the tub.
Yeah. You ever had Neapolitan?
Yeah, I have Neapolitan.
Yeah. Then you have your cornbread milk. Then you have your Neapolitan.
Cornbread milk and Neapolitan.
Oh, yeah. You got to get everything right, man. I've been trying to drink more milk.
Yeah.
Really?
Strengthen your bones.
That's what they say, man. But I've been trying to drink more. Like, especially late at night or whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, I realize I can't just drink like a cup of milk.
Yeah.
No.
I have to drink like three of them.
Yeah.
And I'm still kind of thirsty. I think I could drink almost a whole gallon.
That's
every day.
That's bad for you.
That's weird, though. That, like, If I got a glass of water, go mad diet.
Gallon of milk every day.
I guess, but if I go get water, and I pour a cup of water, I can only drink like half of it or something at night. But with milk, I can consume the crap out of it.
Is the sweetness? Or
I don't know. I think it just keeps making me thirsty.
What kind of milk 2%. Are you drinking? 2%?
Yeah, Blue Top. Yeah, no Blue Top.
No Blue Top.
There's a whole lot of difference in the milks.
Why don't you like dip? Maybe get like a cookie and dip milk and cookie, and then maybe that'll stop it.
Fill me up a little quicker.
Maybe you got some major deficiencies.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it's weird. It is totally weird.
Do you take a daily vitamin?
Yeah. I take a bunch of vitamins.
Do you?
Yeah. I take 2,000 vitamin C, 4,000 vitamin D.
Got to take that vitamin K too with the vitamin D, right?
It's the vitamin D, I think, someone triggers everything, right?
Well, there's D3 and D12.
No, that's B, bro.
Is it B?
Yeah.
It's B3?
Yeah.
Now, I do a B12 shot every 2 weeks.
B12.
Yeah.
D3.
Yeah. Oh, I'm confused. My bad.
Yeah.
So,
anyways, you don't want to take health advice from anybody on this show. So, I don't know. We lost every single possible viewer at this point.
I don't know.
Yeah. I got to come up with a better story, man.
For what? How you
telling
hurt yourself?
Telling people over, that I leaned over a table and broke my neck.
Yeah.
Sounds terrible. I mean, it doesn't sound real. No, it don't.
Like,
you know how people say, you get twisted the right way or the wrong way? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, is a good story he could come up with?
I just thought
you
about
need to say something like,
I'm not going to ever get to return to the octagon again.
Doesn't sound believable either. I was thinking more like hit by a car.
No, you said I look like a
sissy. He got invited to a party, and then out in the backyard, there was a cockfight going on.
Yes. Man. I got invited to one of them recently, too.
Did you?
Yeah, they're like, hey, why are you laid up, man? You want to come over to
come
the house?
Come to the cockfight.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the buy-in on one of those?
I don't know. I've never been.
Tony.
I've never been either.
You seem like you would know.
I'm telling you right now.
I've heard stories. I used to work with a guy who ran.
So you've got some proximity.
And so he's like, man, sometimes they get pretty crazy. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, sometimes they can bring out the guns. It's like actual weapons guns? He's like, yeah. I had to kick some of them out. I'm like,
I'm telling you. They say, man, there is a lot of money
in cockfighting.
Yeah.
On those things. Yeah.
He said he used to do it almost every other weekend. And he'd get maybe $1,000.
Every other weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows, man? I don't know anything about it, but I feel like y'all know. Y'all are sort of cockfight adjacent. I feel like you're one step removed from...
We'll go watch one. We'll get invited.
I don't think I want to go, man.
I don't either.
But I mean,
can you see me trying to run right now?
Is it illegal to watch a cockfight?
No, I think you can actually be there as long as you're not gambling.
Heck, there's a story that some Girl Scouts were selling cookies at a cockfight.
I bet they made out good.
Yes, there was.
Where? Locally?
No, not locally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just somewhere.
there was a cockfight. The mom and her daughter were out there selling Girl Scout cookies.
Like,
they made a killing.
How quickly you set up you don't need an elaborate ring, right?
You're going to a cockfight.
That's what I mean. Like, I feel like that's something that can just pop up.
Say you just pull up, open the back of your van.
You got a couple of crates.
There you are.
Get them and...
Yeah.
You need at least a circle. For
There's
them,
your pop up thing right there.
Pop up
Girl Scout cookie salesman.
There you go.
Your pop out place.
You know what would be? Maybe you get one of those old above ground pools with no water.
Yeah,
that seems like a good impromptu.
There you go. Yeah.
Ring.
Ding
ding.
That seems more like a fight to the death. Is that what it is?
Vaseline.
Yeah. Is it a fight to the death?
Yeah. That's why it's considered animal cruelty.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they put swords or something on them.
They do not.
They'll sharpen their
But I thought they don't they have blade fights or something? I think they do have.
You're watching somebody else.
You're watching.
No, no, I'm serious. They put these swords on their talons or something.
There's no way.
I'm serious.
They'll sharpen their talons. That's it.
Yeah, but this one they were talking about, it was like a chicken knife fight.
That's like not a thing. That sounds like a performance enhancement.
Then they're cheating, man. That is performance enhancement. No, I lost money on that.
I think they all get the same like knives or something.
Yeah. No, because if one knife is dull, I'll lose money.
And then you'll be cutting the pool up. Oh, you can use it again. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard they was doing the knives.
Maybe the pool's not a good idea.
If it's one of those, so you could do the pool still, but it can't be the inflatable one. You'd have to cut two sides of it, to make it like doors,
like a hatch to kind of come through.
Yeah.
Oh man!
Yeah, I've never been.
They'll train them to be like vicious, man. It's crazy.
You know,
they blow up their rear ends and stuff, like literally. You don't have to cut that. I'm being serious.
What?
Like if they're going to try to fight a chicken the next time, they blow a little air up his rear.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm serious.
What are you talking about?
I've heard that. And then they'll also hold their faces and get the blood from their face and, like, spit it over the side at the chicken fights.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Why are they blowing air in their rear end?
I think it like pumps them back up or something. I don't know. But that's really true. I've heard that. I've never seen it myself, but I heard about
chickens
it.
Chickens are ruthless, man.
Yeah.
Have you ever dealt with an angry rooster?
No, I'm not a farmer.
I got one right now. I got a rooster right now, dude, that's about to fight the dog.
They're actually pretty smart, too.
And every time I turn my back, man, he comes after me, and I'm not in the shape right now to be running from him. So I really am thinking about getting rid of the problem.
You can't even look away.
I know.
You just gotta.
I have a rooster at the house, right?
Okay.
So his pen is right next to the dog pen.
Okay.
He one time jumped over and then played dead. Because we've had chickens before, and they've jumped over into the dog pen. The dogs
tore them up.
All we have is just a rooster right now. Well, he jumped over, and he played dead. And then my mom tells me that my little brothers went out there to look at him. I'm like, oh, he's dead. Go pick him up. When they went over to him, he popped his head back up.
So he was playing possum.
Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. I got a smart rooster. So.
They say, dude, that chickens are really genius.
Yeah.
They remember like 30 faces. I don't know I don't know how they ever figure. I mean, how would they ever figure out that a chicken can recognize 30 faces for its lifetime? Do they give him a lineup? And he was like,
they give him a lineup.
And he pecks
you
the 30
peck.
People he knows?
Yeah, okay. You got to peck the.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, easy enough.
Does that change your perception on eating a lot of them? Like, do you think? I wonder if he remembered his farmer.
Right after this, I'm going to go get me some chicken. So
I have no issues. What about raising a pig, Jacob? No. You got a pig now.
Yeah. Well,
does it make you think twice about bacon or barbecue?
No, not really. No.
It's like
he thinks he's a dog, dude.
Mm. That's awesome.
Yeah, he really does.
He's like, babe. That'll do, pig. That'll do.
I'm telling you, man. It's crazy, man. Him and the dog at the barn, I think they're like, I mean, they're in love.
Oh, man. That's going to end poorly.
Yeah, she bit half of his ear off the other day.
She wanted some bacon.
They lick him all the time. I wonder if that's what they're doing.
Well, I'm
serious.
Have y'all greased him up?
No,
is
not
he greased
yet.
Up
not
with
yet.
Sunscreen?
I need to grease him up. That way they can kill him. But yeah. Yeah, every time one of the dogs walks by and they get him like, he's like, one little swap of him.
They're like, so I guess that's what we're going to eat you with your big and plump boy.
His stomach's already like 2 inches off the ground.
Oh, man. He's sagging, a big old boy.
Oh, he's eating good, man.
Yeah.
What you feeding him?
Well, actually, we've been giving him sweet feed and hog feed, but he won't eat it. He eats the dog food.
Oh, really?
Man, that's going to be interesting.
I drove by your house the other day. I almost stopped.
That's
said,
weird.
Hey.
Should have come on, man.
I almost did, but there's somebody already there. They beat me to it. We saw you outside.
Are you just driving around people's houses?
Yeah, well, when they're on the way from where I'm going to and fro. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we went to Albertville. We went the long way through Gunnersville.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the way back, I told my wife, say, hey, pull over. We'll let me go knock on Jacob's door, ring his doorbell, and run.
I would have thought it was one of the kids.
Yeah, but you would have stopped halfway back, be like, oh, my hip.
I know, right? Like, it wouldn't be. And it's not I feel like it's a busy road. I'd have been sitting there waiting, you know, to pull out. You would have seen the car for a while.
You could have came up there, man.
Yeah, I thought about it, but it looked like you had some people that stopped by.
It might have been, my daughter's birthday party was Saturday.
Oh, I bet that's what it was. Yeah. You don't want to crash somebody's kid's birthday party.
It wouldn't have mattered. Yeah. They were on the trampoline, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just
having a good time.
Oh, yeah. There wasn't a quiet moment between all day Saturday till about 2 in the morning Sunday.
Wow.
And then they got right back up pretty early.
They had to spend
again.
The night party.
What was the theme?
They were good though. It was my daughter's birthday.
Well, no. What was the theme?
We didn't actually have one.
Okay.
Yeah. I think 10's kind of the cutoff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it is. No. I think it's getting younger and younger these days.
Yeah.
The cutoff.
Yeah. Because my son, is interested like Minecraft.
Yeah.
And he's about to turn 7, so I guess we'll have like a
Minecraft party. Yeah, they make good Minecraft cakes.
Yeah.
But like the toy stuff and all that, man, like Mario and all that went quick.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that, I don't know. I feel like YouTube
just
and all
wait.
That, just like
YouTube's taking
them
over.
Quick.
That's it. Yeah. It's growing them up.
Mm-hmm.
They go from Minecraft on YouTube to, I don't know.
Dude, Roblox.
Roblox.
Oh, stand Roblox.
Everything's a game. Everything's
and it's
like
Fortnite.
A game thing.
Yeah.
Let's play Fortnite.
I've never played Fortnite.
It's dumb. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible. It's definitely interesting to see some of these professionals play, but like I couldn't. Right. Especially the building part.
Oh man.
Now they do have an option where you can play and there's no building.
I sort of want to do a thing where we bring something in and play.
Oh yeah, didn't you say we do Mario
Kart?
Yeah,
we're gonna do that.
I've got the I've got one of those little regular Nintendo old timey consoles.
Yeah, the old school.
Yeah, but you have four controllers, or
nah, it only comes with two on that one.
Yeah,
yeah.
But then I bought another one that just hooks to the back of the TV because I was trying to get him interested in some of the old Nintendo stuff. This one supposedly got like 40,000 games.
Yeah.
But you know how easy it is to cipher through 40,000 games.
Oh, that's the thing.
Yeah, it's not easy.
You kind of end up. It's kind of like
the games are there. But you got to find them.
It's kind of like on how I am on Netflix sometimes. There's so much stuff. I'll just scroll through and I end up not watching much. I'm looking.
Are y'all Chicago like PD, Chicago Med? Y'all ever watch any of that? My wife loves
Really? Are they good?
Chicago Fire.
I don't like them.
You don't like it?
There's some clips from Chicago Fire that comes up and I'm like, oh, that looks interesting. And I'm like, oh, I'll probably watch it. I never get to.
There's a lot of people that love it. Yeah. She's one of them.
Oh, they're big. Yeah. They're huge.
The other night I was watching actually like a First 48.
Yeah, of course.
And I kept hearing sirens.
Outside your house.
Wait. Say that again?
I was watching First 48.
No. How do you pronounce it?
First 48.
No.
I was watching.
No. Sirens?
Oh yeah, sirens.
Okay.
Like woo 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 woo. And I kept thinking, that is a lot of sirens. You know what I mean? Like a whole lot.
Yeah.
So I mute my TV. It's my wife watching Chicago PD in the bedroom.
In the other room.
And I'm like, here I am watching the real thing. Heard maybe two yelps of a siren. And I feel like her show lasts 30 minutes or whatever, and for 28 of it was sirens.
Huh.
Oh, my God.
They're taking the fakeness too far. You see what I'm saying?
It's too
much. In the real shows,
do you watch?
They don't just stand there with the sirens
on.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, do you remember the, what were those shows where the cars, every time they turned just a slight corner, it was a huge, loud, peel out effect.
Yeah.
You know, every.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get that a lot.
I think it's just too much. You know, I'm like, man.
Car chases gone wrong or whatever.
Do you watch, could you watch comedy shows?
Yeah, I like comedy.
You need to watch.
Especially movies.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
It's on Netflix.
All right.
It's a cop show. Your wife will probably like it because it's a cop show. But it
remind me of that too, so I'm putting it in my phone. Because, I know she'll probably like it.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Do y'all get caught up in Netflix, like series and stuff? Do y'all get...
Sometimes.
You do?
Yeah, we're watching... This isn't Netflix. We're watching Severance right now. Do you know it?
It's on Apple.
Oh, man.
How are you? You just watch as many as you can, like at night. Say we're going to watch two.
It comes out once a week.
Let me pull something out. Let me tell you something.
We watch one.
Jake, let me tell you something. This man over here, well, if he doesn't get into the show, he'll stop watching it.
Yeah.
See, I do too.
Oh my gosh! Why would I keep watching?
There's too much out there to enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, I should, if it, and within about 8 minutes, if something hadn't snagged my attention,
you're gone.
I'm done.
See, meanwhile, Tony's like, I hate this, but I'm gonna watch it.
Exactly. Why? Then I can say, because I'll say I watched it, didn't like it.
It's not an accomplishment though if you don't like it.
Or just go to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they said about it.
Do you want
half the time, that's not true.
Y'all ever notice through on Netflix and stuff, talking about your stars and ratings?
Yeah.
Some of those things, there's only four, right? On one of those, there's only four stars. Some of the best shows has only got like a star and a half.
Oh,
have y'all ever noticed that?
I guess it depends on what you say is the best show.
Okay.
Right?
Or even a movie. Let's just say first 50 dates or whatever.
Oh,
the movie with Adam Sandler.
Yeah,
okay,
that's a good one. Yeah.
Okay, let's just say it wouldn't surprise me if it had a star and a half.
You know, Adam Sandler movies are famously not popular with critics.
Yeah. But they,
you know, the critics.
I love him though.
Yeah,
you know,
he's hugely popular.
Me, yeah, I think he's
any movie that he
funny.
Produces has a lesson to be learned at the end.
And he always has those same guys. You ever notice?
Yeah,
that?
He gets a lot of
like crazy eyes. Yeah. And, I could be crazy eyes. Yeah. What's this? I can just cross one
with the brace and everything. Maybe the brace could become your kind of thing.
I know.
You know?
I know.
No, it.
I'm gonna make a sign.
Okay.
We're gonna see how much people will donate me. I'm here on the corner for an hour. For one
sit
hour.
Sit out on the corner.
Yeah, for 1 hour, we'll donate it to a charity.
We kind of need to dirty you up a little. I think you're a little too clean for that.
You think so?
You look like you don't need a meal, you know?
Yeah. How about I park my truck out there too and sit on the back
of it? For a meal
right
now, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to put on there, not going to lie, I want beer. And we'll just see.
For beer.
Yeah.
Oh,
not going to lie, it's for beer.
Oh,
yeah. Wife's cut all extra spending off this month. Yeah.
I need some extra.
And just be down there at the bottom.
Extra
a
money
you'll
get, needed for beer.
Right, you'll get two different types of people. You'll get people that be like, you get men that be like, hell yeah, brother, here you go.
Nobody
should
have to go
that.
Without beer.
We should just video
and
the whole thing.
And put charity. Put it out for charity.
And then you'll definitely have like that one lady, you need Jesus. You don't need beer. You need Jesus, sweetheart.
Oh, maybe he does, Tony.
I'll flip the sign. And I'll have Jesus on the other side.
Said, I have Jesus. Go. I need beer.
You need Jesus. I need beer.
No, he said, I've got Jesus. I need beer. Oh, man. Yeah, you might stir something up around here.
But if you're going to charity.
Yeah.
Well, how?
And even
we could
still,
just take
though,
it somewhere and just be like, look, you're not going to believe this.
That's true.
Yeah. Just be like, I even had enough to get a case of beer.
I was going to say, you're $22.50. You can take it
change.
To
yeah.
Give it to Coleman Care for Kids.
Yeah, you could. You could actually just come out here just to see. Okay, look, this is what we could do. Two of us do it. One of us does it in one spot. I'll have the neck brace on, like, poor pitiful. You know what I mean? And you just be down there regular, you know, like, nothing wrong with you. We'll see who can make the most money in an hour.
Wow. That'd be interesting.
Maybe your sign kinda should say, like, for beer. Mine could say for cigarettes or something dumb. You know, who would donate?
No, your sign could say for Coleman Care for Kids. His sign will say for beer.
Oh, man, and see
who gets
the most.
Because, you know, some people would come through there and be like, look at this nut. You know what I mean? Oh my God.
They might be more apt to give it to you.
Look, let's give him $5.
Look at this
so he
idiot.
Can get out
let's
of
give
here.
Him yeah.
How embarrassing, you know, for him. That's what it's like. Poor guy. Got a broke neck out there.
And I mean, all he wants is a beer.
Yeah. That's it.
Some people might actually go buy it for you, though. That's the
I can see
issue.
It for a beer. You know, the other thing, though, like, I'm not.
I'll have to help get them to
I'm
help
not
me load
a smoker,
it.
But I can imagine, like, nobody's giving you money to buy cigarettes these days. I don't think. You know, like, man, I really
most
need
people are not used
$10.
People used to try to bum cigarettes and money all the time. I have not had any money.
Can I bum a cigarette?
Yeah. You know, like, especially around, like,
hey,
other
man,
places.
Can
yeah.
I bum a cigarette?
And then be like, hey, brother, here's a quarter. Can I get a cigarette?
For a quarter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I worked on the railroad, that's what a lot of hobos did. They come up and be like, hey, man, can I have a cigarette?
He used to work on the railroad.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, that'll be the challenge. I don't know that I don't want to just sit outside for an hour. So.
Yeah, I always feel bad. Or I hope those people get paid a lot of money. The ones that do the signs.
Oh,
you know
the
what I'm talking
sign
about?
Flippers? Yeah. I can't imagine it's a lot of money, but.
Dude, can you imagine being out there doing that all day?
Well, I mean, we can always ask, what is it, the tax return guy?
Oh, they've got one. Yeah.
They
yeah.
got one every single year yeah. around this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's in a Statue of Liberty suit.
Yeah, he's in a Statue
he's
of Liberty
He's going all the
suit.
Way.
He's going all the way.
Thank God it ain't hot, though.
Yeah, right now.
Right
yeah.
now.
Tax season, yeah.
When's it in, April?
Yeah, April 15th. Yeah.
That wouldn't be too bad. Hey, we're getting into tornado season now.
I've heard yeah. there might be bad weather this weekend.
I've been yep. seeing that. Mm-hmm.
We got to go look at James Spann and his polygon.
My daughter's in a pageant Saturday, so it's probably going to storm.
Is it local?
Yeah.
Out of town.
Yeah, local. Thank goodness. Kind of figure they might change it, but I don't know.
I'll tell you what, guys. I think we need to bring a game in next time. What game would y'all play?
Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's something that people might would like to watch us play?
Mario Kart.
Why? That's something
you
would enjoy playing.
You telling me I get the blue shell, you're in first place, Jacob's in second,
I know how Mario Kart works. I'm saying, why
and
is
I
that?
And I throw that, and your
is that
reaction
what the audience
is like,
would want to watch? I don't know.
I will be the one that's in first, by the way. You had to say
yeah, because I threw it and it hit Michael. Thank you.
None of
Thank you, Tony,
y'all
for letting me make it me be first.
None of y'all
yeah,
can
welcome.
Beat me at Mario Kart.
That
guaranteed.
Is wrong.
100%. I don't know, man.
Wrong.
100%.
I know the cheats.
Wrong.
Not really. There ain't no cheats in there, I don't think.
Or what are you, 100cc?
What?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
100cc? Is that what you're racing
what
on?
What are you racing on?
200, baby.
Oh, the big, the little ones are so funny though.
Yeah,
you know, because when they go around the curves,
you winning on that?
Yeah,
no, you're not.
Yeah,
online. Okay, I'm not talking about playing with your little brother. Yes, of course you're winning.
Can you play Mario Kart online?
Yeah,
yeah,
for
yeah.
money?
No, I mean, I don't know about that.
You can. Maybe. So a one way we could do it is all three of us got a Switch and we can play it.
Yeah,
I got a Switch.
I got a Switch.
Yeah,
and you'd play online with each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you have to pay for the
Nintendo
online.
I ain't getting involved. Look, I
already
got
enough subscriptions. Hey, that's not a bad idea. We could all bring the Switch, then I could hook one up to the TV or whatever to get it. And we
can
see
it. I'll have to blow the dust off of ours.
Yeah, blow the dust off of it. Bring it up. That's another thing. You can play the old Nintendo games on the Switch and Game Boy games. I've been doing that lately.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What game?
It's a weird Japanese game. It's hard to explain, but you just spin around.
That sounds like Atari.
It's about like that. You spin around and you try to keep your ends from hitting the walls. You got to go around these kind of
like a maze
courses.
Or something.
Yeah, not like a maze, but kind of, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
And this thing's spinning. It's pretty fun.
That's what I need to do is get into some online game and
don't do Call of Duty.
I'm down. Why?
Don't do.
Why? Yeah.
What's the game right now? What's the game?
What's the system?
What's the game? What's the?
A lot of people playing what? Rainbow Six Siege?
No. Whoa, Michael. That's 2 years ago.
I don't know if that's a game or a vacuum cleaner. What you just said,
really Michael? That's 2 years ago.
Is it?
Yeah, dude.
What are they playing now?
What's
still
a
Fortnite?
Rainbow Six?
So you got a good bit playing Fortnite. You have a good bit right now. Really, it's Marvel Rivals.
Marvel Rivals.
rivals.
Are these all like hunting gang? Like you're hunting each other. You're trying to take over. I mean, like how what is it? Kind of like a Halo kind of thing. You know what
not
I'm saying?
Not Marvel Rivals. It's Marvel not, Rivals is like they took a bunch of Marvel characters and they combined it with another game, and then there you got Marvel Rivals.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. I don't know why this made me think of this, but do you remember when we were kids, Tony? You probably wouldn't remember, but
oh yeah, because I'm that much younger than you.
You are for this, but do you remember as kids they used to have them in like sometimes in gas stations they'd have these not quite an arcade, it'd more like sit on a counter. And you'd go up to it and put your money in it, and like if you picked a certain pattern, the cards would turn over and it'd be like a woman in a bikini or something. Oh, and you try to remove all the tiles. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I haven't played that. No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
No, I think
it sounds cool though.
Yeah. I remember that as a kid, and it just had like two or three buttons, and you would just hit.
And it may have, and I may have seen one. I can't remember.
I'd have to pull one up. I wish I could throw one up on the screen.
Me and you lived in the day too. You remember whenever you used to go into a gas station, you went into the bathroom, and they all had the condom dispensers.
I was there for that too.
Do you remember that? And then they even had like a little cologne back or whatever. Yeah. But you used to could get these little coins that had said heads I'll win, and then on the other side it said tails you lose. And you could buy those from the truck stops out of the condom machine.
Really?
Yeah, and it was just a little coin. It was a fake coin. Huh. Yeah, but it actually had like a woman's like butt cheeks on the on the tail side, and then it had a woman's face on the head side, but it said heads I win, tails you lose.
Huh.
Yeah,
huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I'm trying to think.
But I haven't seen one of those machines
in years. There was a machine, I think in middle school, one of the gas stations near here had one. Still left. So maybe there was a Texaco. That Texaco station that
could have been. Yeah. They used to be everywhere. I mean, like everywhere. And you remember how nasty it was too, man, back in the day when you had to roll that paper towel thing instead of actually getting paper towels?
Yeah.
It was just this continuous, like...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It was one towel in a loop, and you would dry your hands off on that, and then you'd
roll it down.
I guess it was sort of supposed to be self-cleaning somehow.
I don't know.
But it was nasty.
I think it basically just went up in there and dried and then come back down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm serious, man.
Oh, man, I can't find these.
You was almost better off
not
to even wash your hands.
Yeah,
this is going to be a good subject because I really am. Okay, if I go to a public restroom and I don't have to touch the door handle, don't have to touch nothing.
Yeah, you're doing good.
I don't even have to touch myself.
Yeah.
The only thing I touch is my clothing, tinkle, flush with my foot.
Yeah.
Do y'all wash your hands or do you just walk out?
You wash your hands.
See, I don't sometimes.
Nasty, man.
It's almost a smell.
I wash my hands before I go into the bathroom.
What?
That's like wiping your butt before you poop, dude. That makes no sense.
You don't know what you've been touching out here. You don't know what's
been. But I trust that better than picking up the sink and pushing it back down. And especially if they got blowers.
Yeah.
If they don't have paper towels. I think that should be a freaking law, man. What? They should have paper towels.
You like paper towels?
Yeah.
You don't because have you seen the nice new blowers, though, and you put your hands down in like...
No, still having to touch everything.
No, you don't got to touch them.
Well, you're steadier like than this. I am. If I had
Michael,
a beer, I could probably do that.
All of the poop particles are flying everywhere when you turn that on.
Mm-hmm.
No, you've washed your hands.
Yeah, no, it's still got poop particles running.
No, not if you wash your hands, right?
Yeah.
Tony, how are you washing your hands?
I'm washing my hands.
And why
real
is there
good,
a bunch of poop on your hands?
But you don't
hands,
think there's
dude?
Poop particles
now,
all
poop,
in the bathroom?
Man, if I poop, I wash my hands regardless.
Yeah.
No doubt. Every time. But if I go in there, as soon as I open up the door, if it smells like, ugh, I'm going to get the heck in there and get out. You know what I mean? I'm going in there peeing, not touching nothing.
Again, you need a... I wash my hands before I go to the bathroom.
What about this? Do you think, like, if you don't wash your hands, you ever go back to the table and you put antibacterial on, like mine and Michael's wife's? Your wife's probably like mine, where she's like, get some of this antibacterial. We've been to Walmart. Everybody sucks the buggies and groceries. You know what I'm saying? So then you just do the antibacterial soap. But are you really getting your hands clean?
Yeah, it's not as good, is it?
Or are you just rubbing that crap in?
You talking about hand sanitizer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I just... I don't know. I don't like that. Like, I want to wash my hands if I'm going to wash them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I would say it's a poor substitute, but
right, yeah.
It works. It's all you got.
Yeah.
Now, if it's all you got, it's all you got. Yeah. But I just, it's kind of like getting in the bathtub. Like, if you're dirty and you get in the bathtub and you wash off, you're still in dirty water.
Yeah, I don't like bath.
Yeah, like I if I ever sit in the bathtub, I have to get a shower first, get clean, then get in the bathtub.
That's what they said you have to do.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
I learned, I am 41. I just learned to take that I was doing the right way.
You were doing it right. You were doing something right all along.
Do you also, let me ask you this, go down to the beach and
Go ahead.
You go into the ocean.
Yeah.
You come out. You're like, you know what? There's a jacuzzi at the hotel. I'm going to go in the jacuzzi. Do you take a shower before you go into the jacuzzi? You just go straight to the jacuzzi?
Oh, no. I'm straight to the jacuzzi.
You're not supposed to do
that. Straight off the beach, straight in the jacuzzi. And I ain't going to lie. I'm pretty bad about it. If I know I'm going to get in the pool, I just kind of like spray myself off.
Get the sand off a little bit.
Yeah. I am that guy. And I'm that guy also that would drink 10 beers down there and not get out one time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm 10-4 loud and clear. Oh, man.
They'll be like, you got to pee? Not
I don't even think it's the kids you have to worry about anymore. It's the adults in the pool that are ruining it for everybody.
It is.
he's gonna break his neck again thinking about peeing in the pool. Do you have a pool at your house? I'm not swimming with you.
It's small enough. I can just jump up on the side and pee out a bit. But seriously, y'all, I really... That's another thing too. Like, let's say you're down at the ocean.
Just remind me of this when we all go swimming next time. Tony.
Yeah, yeah. Pool party, my place.
Yeah,
Jared's got a pool.
Yeah.
All I'm gonna do is sit out. I'm gonna wear nothing but my Speedo and this neck brace.
Do you have?
And
I'm bringing
my own float.
Yeah, he does. Do you know?
Oh, the video. The beach.
Where'd you get that Speedo? Online?
Yeah, online.
I lost a good one.
I lost a good one, though. I had an American flag one that come across.
Yeah.
And then it went down into a Speedo, but I lost it, dude. Took it to a Christmas party.
How did you
party,
size it?
extra small.
Hey, listen.
32 waist.
Y'all laugh,
XS.
But you go down...
That's got to be uncomfortable as a Speedo that's too big. You don't want to wear that.
No.
You don't want a Speedo.
If you go down,
you want it pretty tight. That way somebody can come up and pull it down.
Oh.
If you go down to Brazil, all the men wear Speedos in there.
Yeah.
That's their bathing suit.
See, that should be illegal. Because one time when we was at Daytona when I was a kid, and I was blind in one eye, and I'd be like, hey, look, that girl's topless. You run down, it'd be a man.
Oh.
Yeah, they did that at Daytona. That's the first time I've ever seen men in bikinis.
Huh.
Yeah. Blind, you know.
Tony, are you wearing a bikini?
A bikini? What is that supposed to be?
Like a Speedo.
Am I wearing a Speedo?
Yeah.
I mean, I've bought one, but it didn't fit.
Too big.
It's too small.
It was too small.
Yeah,
never too small. You gotta squeeze in that thing.
No, it was not going up one leg.
It's got sleep in it.
Was this when you were in Brazil or in
America? this was about 3 or 4 years ago.
This was at Smith Lake Park.
No, ew. I don't swim in Smith Lake.
I would.
You don't swim in Smith Lake?
Nah, I try not to.
Dude, we had a
swim. If I go boating, I do.
What's the difference?
Because it's in the middle of the lake. I'm not near the Smith Lake Park.
Huh. I don't know what to say about that. That just doesn't seem to make any sense.
And most of the time, I go into the water because I got to go to the bathroom.
Here we go. Back to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I'm bad too, man. When I walk down the ocean, everybody knows what I'm doing because of the way I stand.
Sitting and drinking
beer. The way I stand too. Like, I got to look down.
So you're not even making it.
Like, I just go out there just far enough to just get it off my shorts if most of the time. I don't just get out in the ocean and go swimming.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't know either.
Which I ain't going to be swimming nowhere for a long time.
If I'm going to the beach, I'm going to sit in sand, in the shade, maybe in the sun, just depending how I want to get darker. And then I'll drink some beer or my pina coladas. And then
pina coladas, huh?
Pina coladas. Yep. And then if I need to go to the bathroom, I just get up. Oh, I'll be right back.
Walk
in the ocean.
Do you get a shower before you go in there?
No. Get in there, look around, just.
No, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then walk right back out.
Everybody knows what you're doing. I like to point them out.
Like, look at I'm that a, guy.
I'm like, oh, watch this.
Watch her. She's
yeah,
going in.
She's going to pee. She's going to pee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like side bets and stuff up there.
Well, how long they go?
Oh, no, if I can tell that they're peeing or not. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious. The ones that they're just going in and out.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend who got so drunk one time. We had to just get him to use the daggum chair, man.
Oh,
yeah. We were
man.
Like, you're going to drown down there, brother. Yeah. Yeah. You're too big.
It was
us.
You, wasn't it?
Yeah. Caught me.
That's one of those stories like, I've got a friend that.
What was it Jared said? He's the one that throws dogs off bridges. He's the one. He's the one filling up buggies at Walmart.
There's no friend. That's the same imaginary friend Tony's taking with him to the fast food restaurants. It's like, me and
this
other person.
I don't
want.
What are you talking about?
Oh,
yeah.
You order
that's right.
And you're like, order it. Well, yeah. The other person wants, and it's just more food for him.
Yeah. All right. No, I don't do that. I say I'm on the phone. Hello? Yeah. What you want?
What do you want?
What you want again?
It's a whole fake phone call.
I bet you go through this a lot. Talking about Taco Bell.
Yeah.
It'll cost me $100 because I can't go through there and get the combos.
You're ordering everything like a la carte.
Oh, you have to, dude, because it's like
$100 at Taco Bell used to go a long way.
Yeah. But it's like two soft burritos, meat, cheese only, these so-and-so, no sour. And I can't order them as combos because I'm having to swap thing to Doritos. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No.
Taco Bell is the worst place to go for a kid.
They do that for you.
Yeah, they do.
They'll make it a combo for you.
Oh, no, they just ring me up straight. I mean, I'm telling
they
you,
know this guy.
Yeah,
they're like
just, this is just going to get complicated.
There's no combo for what he's ordering.
But you're ordering for your whole family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not really $100, but it costs me a lot.
Yeah.
If people knew how to do what I do, like flicking the lettuce off. See, I don't like the lettuce. I love salads, but I don't like lettuce on nothing.
Huh.
Are y'all like that? I don't like it on a sandwich.
No,
I like
it on anything.
I love a salad. Yeah. I can eat a salad every day, but I hate lettuce on burgers.
I don't like raw tomatoes.
It doesn't.
I can't get behind that.
No, it don't make sense at all. But I just don't think a salad belongs on a hamburger.
What?
Like the lettuce. You know
yeah. This and sounds amazing. I can't do tomato.
See, I love tomatoes. But I don't like them on a burger.
I don't like them on a burger either.
Are you, when you go out to eat, are you pretty
picky,
extravagant? Like with your, like you let everybody order whatever? Or do you tell your kids like, you take it easy? Like we're not going to try to break the bank, you know? Or how do you do?
We have actually figured, now I think we've got our kids figured out. Especially if you go to a Mexican restaurant, just get them some soft flour tortillas.
Yeah.
And each one of them their own cheese dip. They're fine.
They're good to go. Y'all get individual cheese dips.
Mm-hmm.
All of y'all.
You have
every one of them.
Well, I don't really eat it. You know, I've been telling y'all, I've been having like a weird cheese thing lately.
It's all that milk you're drinking, man.
It has been. That cheese, dude, like Velveeta. If I seen a block of Velveeta, I'd probably hurl.
Really?
Yes. Really? I cannot even. My wife made Rotel the other day. I had to go into another room. I'm
get
serious.
Out of
like,
here
I'm telling
because
you.
Because of the Rotel.
Last time I got sick, it was Velveeta.
Oh, man.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it sucks. Because, dude, back in the day, man, I could eat Velveeta by itself.
I could,
oh, my
you know
gosh.
What? I can't tell if, like, that was the most sincere sympathy Tony's had for you. It's like, you can't eat cheese? I felt genuine empathy. Like, you seem like you were really sad for him. Meanwhile, when he says, I broke my neck, you're like, whatever. But you can't eat cheese? Oh. That's.
Hey, man. That's how it is.
Yeah. Well, guys,
this has been fun.
It's been, I guess, technically our first live on.
Yes, sir.
Straight live.
Nobody.
Yeah. I'm kind of interested in doing, I know not everybody that comes in here does the game kind of thing, but I think it might be fun just to
It'd
try.
It'd be pretty fun because I'm not going to lie. I do not play fair.
Well, yeah. That sounds like a good,
okay.
Like I'm even challenge just going to try to wreck accepted. People for the fun of it.
Yeah,
I'm liable to go the wrong way if I get mad.
And you know what else could be fun? Do y'all remember the Mario Party game? And you have to play these like challenges and stuff?
Yeah, we have that, but I don't know if we really mess with it much.
Check it out, because I think that's something fun we could do, or the challenges. Because
I think we do have it. I think what happened was it was like Christmas or whatever when he got like several games.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Sonic trumped all.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You know?
And the Sonic games are pretty dang
hey,
cool.
Hey, some of the new Sonic games are great. Mm-hmm.
They are.
That's
yeah, they are. It's not.
According to my little brothers, that's debatable.
No, there's some good ones.
I mean, like Walker was like, all right, Dad, let me try him. I'm like, no. Back up, son.
You're like, I got this.
I'm
I
got
like, I've
worked
second.
Up. Go I've fast. Got us 1,000 rings. We're not going down this time, brother. We're not
going. Yeah, I like a good Sonic game.
Yeah, man, so.
Guys, this has been Happy Neighbors.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm Michael Sapp.
I'm Attorney Cipollari.
Jacob Gibbs.
We'll see you guys next time.
All right.